Hello, my name is Michael Kaitons, and I welcome you to Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. SCOM was established in 1961 and is committed to evangelism, discipleship, and training of students. So this program brings to you what is happening in the SCOM circles, so you can also benefit from the work of SCOM. Today in the program, Dr. Evines Panda will share some tips on applying for public university selection. We'll also hear a testimony from Gift Harrison Sinkondi and upcoming SCOM activities. So please don't change the dial. But let's begin with a song done by Travis Green and give us a track titled Intention.
Intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, he's intentional, never failing. All things are working
for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he never failing. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
He's intentional.
He's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
It's
working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. It's working for me.
That's a song titled Intentional, done by Travis Green, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today you're with me, Michael Kaiton. Now I invite Dr. Evines Panda to share some tips on applying for public university.
I can use this chance just to give highlights to say about going to university. You have so many options. You have public universities, you have private universities, then you have different colleges, and the colleges for health sciences, colleges for education, so many, many options, as well as national technical colleges. All those are options that you have. So for you to be able to decide or determine where to go to, I would recommend that each of these colleges, whether it's a public university, private university, or any institution that is vocational in nature, most of them, they have websites. So the time that you spend on internet, the bundle that you buy, instead of spending all of it on Facebook or TikTok, buy a bundle to browse and spend time on the colleges and universities that you have interest in. Right now, almost every public university would have over 50 programs that they are offering, roughly. Close to 50, more or less. So if you don't know what they are offering, then choosing already is going to be difficult. But those universities, they provide information about the programs that they offer. So that's the first and easiest point, is to go to those websites and look for information that can guide you, that can help you to choose. Besides the websites, you have, being a member of SCOM, you interact with associates, and you are becoming associates as you are finishing. Interact with those associates that are in the fields that you are interested in. Because there are so many options. If you just talk about engineering, I don't know how many programs are there in engineering. We talk of health sciences. There's thousands and thousands of specializations that you can have there. So for you to choose the interests and the passion that you have talked about, will need to be supported by access to information. So be proactive in looking for information. And then for the private universities, I would say you should also be checking like the NCHE website. There are the colleges that you can go to, or the private universities that you go to should be the ones that are accredited. And be on the lookout for information, because NCHE usually produces a list of accredited institutions. You shouldn't find yourself having spent 3 years or 4 years and later to realize that the 4 years that you've spent, it's at a college that is not, or a university that is not accredited. I think, is it last week? I've seen a press release of certain colleges that have just been indicated that either the college itself or the programs are not accredited. So that's also an important thing that you should look at, and then be on the lookout on press releases by specific universities, but also the National Commission for Higher Education. So that information can help you to make choices that you can make in relation to the interest that you have, but also what you can do, the capacity based on the points, but also the resources that you are able to access, and how to go on selection of the programs for the investor. The key points that you need to take notes on. So I've already said the first point, that for you to apply for university programs or any other higher education institution, so you are not just looking at the public universities, you are looking at the private universities. There are so many of them, and then we have talked of other colleges as well. So the most foremost important thing is for you to spend time to look at their websites, because they show the programs that they offer. And then also understand that the competition is tough. Therefore, you should be guided by maybe the results that you had from the actual MSCE results. So those are the ones that should guide you to make realistic choices. You may have your ambition, but now you have to face reality based on the results that you have achieved. So what you should also know now is that all applications for public universities are done online. So you should be on the lookout for press releases, adverts when it's time for you to apply for that. And meanwhile, you can go online, like on the website for NCHE. They have a lot of information there that can guide you in preparation, as my colleagues have talked about, preparation. There's also a YouTube video that NCHE has that guides you in terms of how you'd use their online system when it time comes for you to apply. And then when it comes, when the call is open and the application is open, you make sure that you prepare all the necessary documentation that is needed. So the reading that we talked about, make sure you read about all the information that you need, the instructions. I see a lot of problems with the current youth that we have. They don't want to read. Most people, they don't follow instructions. So for any form that you fill, it will have instructions. Even in Che gives instructions, they have got guidelines. Take time reading those guidelines and reading the instructions so that you do the right thing. So when it comes to the online application, you should only start the online application when you are ready. Don't start when you are not ready, because it doesn't allow you to try. When you try and say, next time it's going to block you. It will not allow you to proceed. So only start the application when you are ready and you have all the necessary information with you. You also need to have a number, a phone number, that can be used to reach you when need be. You also need to have an email. Email to Kwidziwe. Please have a working email. If you'll be interested to apply for public universities, and I think many other colleges and private universities have a working phone number and a working email. Because for public universities, Nche needs that information in terms of processing the applications. The other important thing is that if you have a special need, like if you have got any form of disability, it's important to get a medical report, which is supposed to have a signature from your school where you came from, and a stamp that would be used in the application process. So if you have got any disability, don't think like you don't have an opportunity. You have an opportunity, but have that relevant information, including a stamp from the school that you attended. Note that the spaces in the public universities are very few. So I think if you check the statistics, usually the spaces available would be less than maybe half of the people that qualify. It's very competitive. So it's important that you're aware of that, and therefore don't, as we said earlier on, also look at alternatives if need be. Then when it comes to the actual time when you have applied, when you have done the application completely, the system is going to give you a number which you are supposed to use to go and make payment at the bank. So the payment, you don't do it online, you do it at the bank. So when you have applied online, the system is going to give you an invoice number which you take to the bank, and there is information that guides you which banks you can use to pay. It also includes even mobile payment like Mpamba. So again, reading instructions, following instructions is key on that. Then lastly, I would want to give you should have a picture in terms of how selection goes. Just going by previous years, for selection, there are cut-off points. We know that the qualification is that 36 points, but when it comes to the selection, when you apply, the cut-off point for boys tends to be less than 20 points for most of the programs. And for girls, the cut-off point is around 23 points. So you need to have a realistic plan for that. Who influenced me to be in the career that I am will be answered in two forms. The first question for me would be what, and then who. The what is poverty. I had grown up the first part of my life in a very good life, where at least the basic needs I was able to get. But then life changed. We moved to the village, and life was really hard. There was a lot of poverty, and I didn't like the life there. And I told myself that I will not stay in this village for a long time. So for me to get out of the village, based on the little knowledge that I had and what I'd seen, I knew that it's education that would get me out of that village. And so I was determined to go to school. And so that determination to go to school, by the grace of God, made me to excel. In the village, in my time, not many girls would do well in school. But because I was determined to get out of the village, I was exceptional by the grace of God. And with that, I got selected to go to secondary school on first attempt. In my era that I grew up, to go to secondary school on first attempt as a girl was a great achievement. Because I will tell you that in my primary school, two of us were selected to go to secondary school in the year that I passed. And I was selected on first attempt, but the other guy was selected on his eighth attempt. So it means when I was in standard one, he was already in standard eight. And I found him there, and we got selected together to go to secondary school. So I want you to see the grace of God, how it works. I went to Likoma Secondary School. When it was time to choose which college to go to, then we were blank because, as I'm telling you, I grew up in the village and our role models were maybe our primary school teachers. So we had no idea in terms of what to select. So for me, the person who influenced me was our career master then, because he told me to say, with the way that you are passing, you would be best to select Bunda College as the place to go to. And so much faith, because then we respected our teachers so much, and whatever they said went. And so that's how I selected Bunda College as my first choice, and my career began from there.
That's the voice of Dr. Livness Banda. I hope those who are intending to apply for public university selection have learned something.
Hi, I'm Martha Konje, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let's go to our today's testimony, and today we're going to hear from Gift Harrison Simkonde.
My name is Gift Harrison Simkonde. I'm an alumni from Luana University campus, and I was pursuing Bachelor of Science in Food Technology. Currently, I've been into teaching.
When did you join SCOM?
I joined SCOM, I think it was during my secondary school time. That is, I was in Form 3. And I was driven by a friend of mine. She was the one who brought me to SCOM. And I became an associate soon after finishing my Form 4 secondary school.
How did you become born again?
I got born again in 2009. By that time, I was in Standard 8. Yeah, Standard 8. When I was just, I think after, when I was kneeling to the exam period. That is the manageable exams. It was through a certain fellowship. So I was again invited by friends of mine. And I was just convinced that the direction which I was taking was not right. So it was just more like a conviction from my spirit that I think I have to take this path. And later from that day, up to this time, the life has never been the same. I was at Luinga Secondary School, which is in Mzuzu.
So how was SCOM at Luinga?
There's a platform where my spiritual life has benefited a lot or has grown. It's from this SCOM. When I was at secondary school, I met people who at least were advanced in spiritual matters. They acted as mentors, and Leah was helped so much, including the conferences we used to conduct. You know, I made a lot of connections, and this is a place again where I really made good and light friends who actually they have contributed to the level where I am currently. So actually, there are so many things, beneficial ones, which really has helped me to become the person I am now. And actually, even what I'm dreaming to become.
What's the most memorable moment for you in school, be it at secondary or at college?
There are a number of memorable times, but basically, let me just say one. That is was when I was selected to be one of the leading chair. That is during my college time as a UCA Central Region Chair, and again, of course, an executive member of national level. But I want just to narrow down to my position as a chair. The time when I was the leading chair of organizing a conference which happened during almost the time of COVID-19. This time it was a time whereby almost all gathering events were abolished just because of the situation, you know, about COVID, which were there. As a chair leading my executive, we were the first team actually to say we are coming out with the conference, which was abolished for a year or so. So it wasn't an easy job because even some seniors could actually even doubt if the conference could happen. It was hectic because there were a lot of limitations, like finances, you know, during that time. But by the grace of God, it was the conference which gave me a lot of lessons. We saw the hand of God actually through that event. That's where I saw that even if you are alone, that is from people, but if you are with God, even things which are impossible becomes possible. So we did a memorable event, and so many people came to Christ, and we had a debt-free conference. So it was amazing. And yet, when we are in the course of organizing it, we couldn't see the hope that this would happen. Yeah, so it was really a memorable thing, and I saw God in that.
How has SCOM impacted your life?
In so many ways. Number one, it has been a platform for my spiritual growth, my personal development, career-wise, and some other things. Number three, a connection point. So I have encountered so many great people in our country who are great through the same. Because when you are doing some invitation, you attend conferences, you meet these great people. And again, connections to friends, to new friends who have impacted my life positively. And actually, you know, your environment shape you like to become a certain kind of a person. We are actually shaping based on our environment. So if there is an environment which has been so much profitable and it is still, and for your information, I can't actually even live in this environment, say, a SCOM environment. And again, that interdenominational element has helped me to understand different religious backgrounds of different religion. Because it's an organization which accommodates different religion backgrounds as far as you are ready to believe, that is, and God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So, why are you still serving in SCOM?
Actually, you know, during the time when I was at secondary school, I remember we could receive some students like from other colleges, including Muzuni. And these people, they did a lot of a great job. And again, during my college time, the associates have been so beneficial to my personal life. So I feel like one of the way how I can reward what SCOM has done is again to become maybe a helper to upcoming generation, like even those who are still in secondary schools. And I have already seen the impact which God has helped others through my life. So I feel like that's the only way maybe I can reward the SCOM, and again to reward my God through this organization of SCOM. That's why I will keep on being an associate of SCOM.
Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement?
I would say this without any fear. Number one, I would confidently say that SCOM has been a platform which even has helped a number of Christian organizations which are coming in, and even churches, to do well. And again, others, they have been benefited just by blowing a leaf from how it operates. So, you know, it is an organization which lands all the way from 1960s, you can just imagine up to this time. And God has been faithful through this organization. However, it is unfortunate to see some of the even great servants of God, ministers, who maybe from their humble beginning, they began from maybe a simple position where in secondary school, before becoming maybe the founders of a certain church or ministries, they ignore or they even condemn some about this organization. But I'm telling you, it is more like a parent. My ways to people out there is, they should not forget where they are coming from, especially those who have been the beneficiary. Be it whether you are an apostle, you are a prophet, whomsoever you are. Just remember the foundation for you to be at that point. Remember this organization. And again, I should encourage the youth that whilst you are in your secondary school level, don't ignore the call to join the SCOM. You encounter new friends, new people. You encounter people who actually, they are already advanced in their life. So you can learn from there. Sometimes what we need is just a hope, or we need maybe the exposure from other people, their testimonies. They can push us, and they can even change our life. So youth, and in the generation which we are in now, it is high time that you make your decision and be a part and parcel. It doesn't matter the religion where you are in. Just come in as far as you are ready to believe this triune God. And again, I would again ask those who are already into that, into the ministry, whether you're a secondary school student, you're at college, that don't become like a hindrance for those who are coming in and trying maybe to be like a barrier for those who are interested into joining this organization. So accept them. Sometimes you can even learn from those who are just coming in, just understanding why they believe in what they're believing. It's come with that platform which brings such kind of opportunity where you can learn even different faith from different backgrounds.
That's the voice of Gift Harrison Sinkonde, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
I'm Dr. Felix Lombe. You are listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, let me update you on what's happening in SCOM. This Saturday, 5 October 2024, SCOM in Cheu has organized joint meetings at the following venues: Mlanda Girls Secondary School, Ncheu Secondary School, and Madzenja CDSS. Students from surrounding schools are encouraged to attend these joint meetings. Whilst in Mangochi, there will be a joint meeting at Lusumbu Secondary School, also happening this Saturday, 5 October 2024. The month of October is SCOM Awareness Month. This means each SCOM section or institution is supposed to organize activities to raise SCOM awareness in their locality. The SCOM Associates Conference, popularly known as ASCO, will take place from 11 to 14 October 2024 at Malawi College's officials in Mangochi. Registration fees are 15,000 kwacha for SCOM Associates based in the central, eastern, and southern region, and 10,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the northern region. The SCOM Investors and Colleges section, UCS, will have its national conference from 1st to 3rd November 2024 at Mzuzu University. The theme for the conference is Pressing Towards the Goal. Registration fees are as follows: 5,000 kwacha for students based in the eastern and southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those coming from the central region, and 7,000 kwacha for those that are based in the northern region. Well, that update brings us to the end of today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions or feedback, or if you want to share upcoming SCOM activities, let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on the SCOM website, www.scommalawi.org. Remember to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/scom.mw, for more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, we'll bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you were with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.